This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. If all you wanted for the holidays was a smorgasbord of economic data, which of course you did, well, lucky for you, Christmas came 2 days early. So here are some highlights. We've got new data on consumer spending. It rose a meager 0.6% last month. Back in October, we told you it climbed 1.4%. And the thing we're going to take a closer look at right now is the latest data on the personal savings rate. It dropped to 6.9% last month, which is the lowest we've seen since December 2017. After a year and a half of socking away more of our income than we used to, American households are reverting back to how they used to save before the pandemic. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why.
Sam Stovall is chief investment strategist at CFRA Research. He used to regularly drop $20 for lunch at a Chinese restaurant near his Manhattan office. When the pandemic forced him to work from home,
Now, go downstairs, open up a can of Progresso soup, and that ended up costing me one-tenth of that amount.
Americans were saving at record high rates in 2020 and early this year, mostly because they couldn't spend money outside the house. Some predicted consumers would forever be more budget conscious, realizing how much they could save by cutting down on lattes and happy hours. Turns out there's only so much Progresso we can handle.
I doubt that there's been any permanent shift in our savings behavior. I think it's very hard for humans to change their stripes for the long term.
So we're spending like we used to, which means we're saving less, again. We're also not getting as much money from the government, says Shannon Seery with Wells Fargo.
A lot of stimulus has begun to fade, right? We had enhanced unemployment benefits expire in September.
Inflation hurts, too. Pricier food and gas chips away at the piggy bank. And even if Omicron keeps us out of restaurants and malls this winter, it's unlikely we'll save a lot more, says Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.
With less stimulus being applied in the economy, with the economy basically having to walk on its own, I don't see a big influx of savings.
Plus, we have to pay for all these at-home COVID tests or bribe somebody to get one. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.